93.7 The River, classic rock redefined. There goes Lenny Kravitz, Dog and Joe Show. We'll get you qualified for that Harley. Coming up next hour, all you got to do is be caller 93 when we tell you. Back to 766-9370. Time for another little quick social survey. What's your definition of an alcoholic?
Oh, geez, I don't like when we do these kinds of social surveys.
What makes someone an alcoholic? And I want to hear from the River Rockers because most people drink. You either drink or you don't. What is an alcoholic? What is too much by your definition? 766-9370. Dana, you have a drink on an occasion, but you don't drink too much.
Yeah, I have like a drink a week.
A drink a week.
Yeah, that's about it.
Like legit?
Yeah, legitimately. Sometimes none.
Sometimes none. So you've never been a big drinker?
No. So, I had, you know, like my party phase where I would drink a lot.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't drink at all, really.
So you have a beer or two a week?
Yeah.
If.
That's why she gets so ham-boned when we go out and have beers.
Yeah, that's why she falls on the floor at BJ's. Yep. Yeah, when we have lunch. Where's Dana? She's lying on the floor in there.
Thanks, Nick.
I'll never forget that.
I'll never forget your name.
Oh, yes.
Joe?
Funny.
What do you think, though? What's your definition? Actually, so Dana, you don't drink much, Dana. What's an alcoholic to you? Your definition.
Not so much the number, but the fact that you cannot function without coming home, say, and drinking a beer.
One beer?
Well, no, like a couple beers, whatever. Okay. It's not so much a number, it's the fact that you have to have alcohol to feel better.
That's mine, right? Okay. There. You need it to continue.
Yeah.
Like, I could give or take. I didn't drink a thing last night because
you had plenty of the night before, didn't you?
And there's lots of nights that I'll do that. You know? Drinking liquor was never like smoking pot for me. Smoking pot, I was an addict because I could not function without.
You had to have it.
I had to have it. There was like no day.
It's all you thought about.
That I could get up and go to work or do anything without having it. Drinking, nowhere near that.
766-9370. I just want to know people's definition of what an alcoholic is. So, you didn't drink last night, but the night before you had plenty.
Mm-hmm.
How many drinks do you have a week?
I have a to two drinks a night, unless I'm going to go out. If I go out, then I'll drink, you know.
And if you go out, you're going to drink what? Like how many?
Six.
Six, seven beers,
eight
five,
beer,
something?
Anywhere okay. between, like, I don't get, like, blackout, fall down drunk, you know. Yeah. I have many, many times in my life, but I don't do that anymore.
So what's an alcoholic to you? Just someone that needs a drink?
You must have it. You cannot function without it.
Okay. Give me a picture. Who's someone that you've known that's an alcoholic? Are they sloppy drunk? Are they late for work? Do they not shower?
No, actually, I know a lot of people who are functioning alcoholics.
Uh-huh.
And it blows my mind. When I think of an alcoholic, and I hate to say this because I love him so much, I either think of Big Stan, my dad.
Yeah.
Or I think of Herb, this man that I used to work for when I was in college, that maintenance guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to go to the levels that Herb went to get liquor into your body. You are an alcoholic.
What Herb, this guy Joe worked with, used to do is take a turkey baster and fill it up with vodka, and he would insert it into a place that wasn't meant to be
turkey basted.
Yes, with a turkey baster, and he would do that so the alcohol wasn't on his breath, but he could still get the buzz.
Because the people he worked for liked him so much, he was such a sweet man, and they said, listen, Herb, you're not messing up, you're not an angry drunk, you're not knocking things over, but everywhere you go, you smell like beer. Knock it off.
And he was working at the college campus at the time.
Yeah, he was a maintenance guy.
766-9370. I'm just curious what people think alcoholism is or what alcoholics look like.
Every night you got to get off, go to a bar. You got to have a beer or two. You're not necessarily getting drunk, but you have to go to a bar.
What about a guy that has nothing throughout the week, but on Friday and Saturday night likes to bend bullhorns?
Not even close to an alcoholic.
And they might have, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 beers.
No, I'm very, you know what?
I mean, that's what I used to do. I'm a big binge drinker, honestly.
And they say binge drinking's even worse than a couple a night.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
It's impressive. A man can put that kind of beer down just one or two nights a week.
Are you asking for a friend?
Yeah.
Last night, I had a couple of beers. I had two beers, and I don't know why. I cracked one. I thought, oh, that was good. I had another one. So I had two. Didn't have anything Wednesday. Had nothing Tuesday, Monday. I don't drink or try not to drink during the week, but like tonight, I'm going to go out, and the term I like to use is bend bullhorns. I like to have a few.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to just get liquidated.
Well, not liquidated, but you know, I'll have five, six beers, and then I'll wake up tomorrow, and I'll feel good, and tomorrow I'm going to play golf. I'd appreciate 5 or 6 more. Maybe a few more. But then Sunday, doubtful that I'll drink anything. And then Monday, no. Never Monday, never Tuesday, never Wednesday. Those are like hard rules. It used to be Monday through Friday, zilcho. But now, you know, I like to have a couple on occasion. And just a couple. Would you think that's alcoholic?
Absolutely not.
Because I look in the mirror sometimes, and my wife, we look at each other like, we had quite a few. We do it a little often, you know, on the weekends. I don't know. According to the study, though, what they say is you should not have more than 4 drinks a day, and you never want to go over 14 drinks a week for guys. For women, it drops down to 7 a week. It cuts it in half, or no more than 2 per night.
14, that'd be 2 a night. 4 drinks a day. You don't want to go over 4 drinks a day. But even if you have 3 drinks a day, that's 21. So you're either way, you're going over the limit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's always been the rule, is no more than 14 or 15 a week. That's typically what the pros and what doctors say is alcoholism. If you're doing more than that, they consider that too much.
Then I'm an alcoholic.
Well, by that standard. 766-9370. Tim, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Tim.
Kind of my definition would be if alcohol kind of takes precedence pretty in life, right? So kind of the same thing that was saying about, you know, you've got to have one to function, but not even so much that, just that that's what's on your mind, right? You're working throughout the day thinking about, oh, and then when I get home, I'm going to drink all this beer or whatever it is you drink. You know, if that's the priority in your life, that's when you're an alcoholic.
So when you say priority, would that mean planning events around places that serve alcohol or doing things where people are going to be drinking? Would that be considered a priority to you?
I mean, I think that would fall in line for it, because it would make it easier for it to look more acceptable or whatever. You know what I mean? If you were a true alcoholic, then yeah, I would think, of course, you would try to plan everything that you do.
See,
having something to do with alcohol, being there, and having others drinking with you that
make
may
it
not
more
necessarily
acceptable,
be alcoholic, but, you
see,
know,
it's an interesting question,
like,
because what he says is really true, and that's what I think about with myself. Like right now, I know tonight my wife and I, we might go have a couple glasses of wine. We're going to have a couple drinks. It's more of a celebration that the week's over, a little relaxation, if you will.
Sure.
It's not ruling my thought. If she said, hey, let's go for, you know, a hike, or let's go do something else, I'd probably do that. And when we got done, we'd probably have a couple drinks. But I think a lot of people's definition of alcoholic is the guy that won't go anywhere. He just wants to sit in a lazy boy on a Friday night with a big box of beer and just smash them back one after another. And that's kind of the old school definition, because modern day alcoholics are everywhere, and it is more socially acceptable.
By our listener on the phone's definition, I guess I kind of am an alcoholic, because when I go out, I like to go to places where you can drink.
See, and
if I'm going to go out on a Friday or Saturday night, I would like to have drinks.
Hey, Dog Joe, you guys want to come out to this kick-ass new water bar? They got all these flavored waters, man. They put, like, lemon in it and watermelon and cucumber. We'll go out there, man, and we'll play cornhole, and they got pool tables. It's a kick-ass water ball. Every flavor.
We can just have juice and water.
Yeah, I'd say, nah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
That doesn't sound that fun to me. That's the truth. I don't think I'd want to go.
Same here.
I'm like, eh, really? Water?
I even think about that, hanging out with my sober buddies or whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'd really like to have a beer. Am I going to insult one of them or whatever? And then I got to the point where I'm like, I don't really care. I drink. I'm going to have to take some with me.
Joe, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, brother.
Hey, so, I mean, pretty much I think I'm kind of along the same lines as Tim. If it takes precedence over your everyday life, you know, you wake up and the first thing you think of is, you know, when am I going to have a drink? How am I going to get a
drink? Joe, do you drink?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you ever wake up because you had a few too many? Do you ever wake up, you know, the head's kind of pounding, like, oh, man, do you wake up and say, God, I need hair of the dog? Or, oh, man, I'm not going to drink for a few days. That was rotten. I'm going to take a break. Which guy are you?
Yeah, I've been both, actually. You know, I've been woke up and not even wanting to look at the alcohol bottles that were sitting on the kitchen island or whatever from the night before, you know, and then been the guy gone straight to the bar and had a Bloody Mary to get rid of the hair of the dog thing.
Whoa. See, that's my thing, and I guess that's how I've always justified me not being one, because I don't know if I am or not.
You don't hair the dog it?
Oh, God, no. I mean, that's rare. That is a rare long-ago thing. I mean, usually if I have too many, I'm like, I'm not touching that for a week or two. I won't touch it. If I wake up and I feel that crappy, no way. To put another drink to my lips to make my head feel better after I've woken up from feeling crappy?
Well, when I say hair of the dog, I don't mean like you're knocked down, drug out, hungover. I mean like you drank too much and you're moving a little bit slow and it's a Saturday. And
you'll have one.
I when I first wake up, I'll think I won't want it. And then as I maybe get up and hit the vape a couple of times and stand outside and let the sun get on my face, I think to myself, it might be about 11 o'clock, and I might go, you know what?
You're ready for another.
I may have a sip. By now, I usually never finish it.
Yeah.
And it
you're an alcoholic. Really,
it doesn't do what I think it's going
to
do.
Matt, welcome. What's up?
Hey, Craig and Jill, good to hear you guys. Hey, listen.
Hey, guys, I'm at the bar right now. I'm on my third martini. Join me.
Five drinks or more for men. That's getting drunk.
Hold on, say that again.
In one sitting?
Five drinks in one sitting or more for men. That's binge drinking, yes.
Now, where do you get that?
Yeah, why that number? Because this says four.
I read that. It's in a health class I took at my local community college. They said binge drinking. They said five drinks or more for men. It's drinking to get drunk.
So then that means 90% of men are probably binge drinkers. Because if a guy goes out with a group of people, they drink at least five drinks. At least.
I usually drink one or two beers, and then that's enough for me.
What year did you take this community course, this college class? What year was this?
What's that?
What year did you find out about the five drinks or more?
I was probably, three or four years ago when I took the class at my local community college.
Okay, so it's updated info, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most people say four, you know, more than four, but you're saying five. Okay, so if you're doing more than that, you think you're an alcoholic.
Hey, Craig, are you still there?
Yeah.
Craig? Hey, say hi to Noah Holmesley for me, too, if you can.
Okay, I will do. An old show partner.
Oh, nice.
So he's saying five drinks or more. You're doing it to get drunk. Now, if that's what alcoholism is, then...
You are one.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
Because I don't just drink it for thirst.
Who goes to the bar and just keeps her under five unless you're the designated driver?
Well, if you're the designated driver, you shouldn't be having any.
That's what I'm saying, unless you're the designated driver. I mean, you go out to the bar, I'm not going to say you're going to get rifled.
Sure.
You're not going to be puking underneath the bar stool or whatever, but you're going to have five, six, eight drinks. I mean, that's girls, too.
And here's the other thing. What if you can't get a buzz off five beers? Does that mean you're an alcoholic?
Oh, God, that would scare me. That would actually, if I couldn't get a buzz, I get a buzz off two beers.
766-9370, more of the calls after we do this. We'll get you qualified for the Harley Plus, a celebrity that had just a wee bit of a drinking problem. We'll tell you how many drinks he was having a day and how it screwed him up, and I mean almost killed him.
Really?
It's a pretty good story, so hold on.
Dog and Joe.